true repentance is to begin to defend the cause of the fatherless. What do we do?
Another level about to happen.
Not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
I mean, people are being evacuated for attics in areas never flooded before.
How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen?
We have to watch what the right hand's doing when they're probably we're trying to be distracted by the left hand. There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as president of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
I can promise you one more thing. Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
Nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America.
We already know the news. We're trying to change it. The news is if we don't repent, this storm is coming and it's going to bring great devastation. We are going to suffer hugely if we don't turn.
We're being organized according to the Alinsky tactics that were taught by our president for 4 years in practice in his life, but he taught them for 4 years.
Now, Dr. King was saying from the platform of being a Christian, who I believe would be an apostle.
I have a dream. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement.
We receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
Now that we can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over.
It's going to be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America.
God is about to give us mega grace. And the mega grace will produce mega power.
And God spoke to me. He said, not just United States. Again, there's going to be another greater movement of God's Spirit.
I mean, I believe the best days, for the churches ahead.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world. It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the Word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
Welcome to VFN TV. I am Greg Lancaster. Joining me in just a moment is John Ramos. We're coming to you with the tragedy that's taken place on this Sunday in Libya. Again, Christians are being massacred in Libya. It's like, it's just tragic. I'm about to show you something that is just very dramatic. It's graphic violence. If you're young, consult your parents before you see this particular program, but we've got to quit looking away. I mean, think about it. Millions of people are playing Grand Theft Auto every day, visually harming and hurting and shooting people with these virtual games that are going on. We're seeing violence in movies. We're seeing crazy things take place. But when it comes time to what's happening to Christians, what's happening to the human race on the earth, people turn their heads. We've got to look. If we don't look at this, the words are, it's coming to America. And these ISIS, ISIL, radical Islamists, are standing up very specifically, and according to the Quran, this is what it was saying, what they're saying in this video, and you're going to hear them, they're talking from the Quran. But they say, this is to the nation of the cross. This is to the nation of the cross. You know, as Christians, we became united with God through Jesus' finished work on the cross of Christ. We are of the cross. It's a direct attack upon Christians, and what's taking place, it's just horrific. So I want you to see this. I want you to prepare yourself, brace yourself. But we have got to do something about it. And we're going to find out what Jesus says we need to do about it in just a moment. Look at this. Look at this tragedy.
رضاب البواسم لنا صيحة الحق حين التصادم فنحن الأسود الأبات الضياغم نفل الحديد بعزم شديد نفل الحديد بعزم شديد
إذا الحرب جاءت بلحم الرصاص نزلنا على الكفر نبغي القصاص يساقون للموت ما من مناص ونسقي الهدى من دماء الوريد ونسقي الهدى من دماء الوريد ونردي بحد حسام الرؤوس ونشفي بضرب عداة النفوس فأبشر عدوي بيوم عبوس ليشرق في الكون مجد تريد.
All praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world. And may peace and blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad, to the nation of the cross. We are back again on the sands where the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, have sat down before. Telling you, Muslim blood that was shed under the hands of your religion is not cheap. In fact, their blood is the purest blood, because there is a nation behind them inherits revenge. And we swear to Allah, the one who disgraced you by our hands, you will not have safety, even in your dreams, until you embrace Islam. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stated, I was commanded to fight people until they testify that there is no true God except Allah. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and perform salah and pay zakah. And if they do so, they will have protection for their blood and property from me, except when justified by Islam. An account then is left to Allah. Or you pay jizya with willing submission, feeling yourself subdued. Our battle is a battle between faith and blasphemy, between truth and falsehood, until there is no more polytheism and obedience becomes Allah's on its entirety.
بلحم الرصاص نزلنا على الكفر نبغي القصاص يساقون للموت ما من مناص ونسقي الهدى من دماء الوريد ونسقي الهدى من دماء الوريد ونرضي بحد حسام الرؤوس ونشفي بضرب عداة النفوس فأبشر عدوي بيوم عبوس ليشرق في الكون مجد تريد ليشرق في الكون مجد تريد ذراع الأسنات لحن الرجال وفي الحرب عز وريف الظلال فقم للخلود أخي تعال.
This is a tragedy. What is it going to take for us to wake up in America? What is it going to take for the church to wake up in America? Those are our brothers. Those are our brothers. That's the body of Christ. Those. What are we doing? We're just sleeping. Nobody's waking up. And we're just saying, oh, we can't do anything about it. We're going to be held accountable for what's taking place. He says, whatever is done to the least of these of mine is done to me. What's it going to take for the American church to wake up from its slumber, from its, you know, seduction in this world? I mean, we have to wake up. This is horrific. But it's like, why doesn't America care? Why doesn't the church care? We're the richest nation in the world. If you're in America and you're healthy, you're in the top 2% of the world. But what are we doing with it? What are we doing with it? Our brothers are dying for their faith in Jesus Christ. And he said, this message is to the nation of the cross. He said, either convert, which is deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God, or pay a tax, which is called a jizya, which submits basically to that system that's there. You're seeing this slideshow right by, you can see what's happening even right now with these tragic things that are taking place. And then you're actually, you know, and then he says, this is a battle over faith, or you die. This is what it says in the Quran. And it's not a peaceful religion. And he said, until this multiple Father God, the Father God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, until that's done away with, and the only God is Allah, they're going to keep this battle going. That's what they say. They're saying, you know, polytheism, they call it. And it's like, we got to wake up. We got to wake up as the church. We got to pay attention. And then our own leader is saying in front of all of us, and it just seems like, you know, I don't know why it's happening, but it's like we're no longer a Christian nation. I mean, look at this. It just doesn't seem right. Take a look at this.
Where we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
The future must not belong to those who slander the Prophet of Islam. And I consider it part of my responsibility as President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they have.
You're thinking, like, what's going on? What's going on? No, your job as the president is to defend America and its borders. What's going on? This is an attack against Christians everywhere. This is a Christian Holocaust taking place on the earth in the church. Listen, America, we're only 4.5% of the world's population. God loves every human being on the face of the earth. When we see Christ's body being crucified, beheaded, and murdered, that's the body of Christ. We have to respond, and then you think it's all taking place right in Libya. Do you remember Libya? The former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton? There was a leader over Libya. His name was Gaddafi, and he was holding the ground. He had some sort of treaty with America that prevented this from taking place. But guess who removed him from leadership? Look at this.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Now come back.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
I mean, you're looking at this. It's like that is the beginning epicenter, it looks like, from what's taking place, where it's led today. What did it lead to? It led to what I talked about, you know, I've said over and over again on this program. It led to JJ, the Jews and Jesus, the Jews and the Christians. What's going to happen to them? And when you see that our president and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they both were mentored by Saul Alinsky. The world's truly being organized, and the ones who lose out in this organization effort are the Jews and the Christians. We're seeing these things take place right now. And I'm warning because what the Lord has shown Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries and others, and shown me, but shown specifically, that this thing that we're seeing that ISIS is doing in the Middle East, that's doing in Libya, that's coming to America. That's what he's said. He saw it taking place, even worse than that. But he says, if you have a storm coming against you, and you see the storm, and you sound the alarm, and you say there's a storm coming, and God's people see it, and we realize it's because of our sin, and we repent, we say, God, I'm sorry, God, forgive me, I've sinned against you. It's not a political answer, it's a sin answer. We've got to say, God, forgive us, I'm sorry, you're right, I was wrong, and he'll stop this storm. We have to wake up. What is God's expectation of us? What did Jesus tell us to do? When we get back from this break, we're going to find out exactly what Jesus told us to do.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. What religious rights do employees have in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work for a soft drink company, and they started doing sales meetings on Wednesday night, and that's my Bible study. They basically asked me, you know, well, you have to decide which one is more important, your job or the church.
Well, in those kind of situations, they're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation of your sincerely held religious beliefs. So a mandatory participation in an activity that you disagree with, that they cannot do. With regard to the meetings, they would have to show that it was difficult or impossible. That would create what's called an undue burden for them to have the meeting on another night so that it interferes with your worship service. Now, maybe they have to exempt you out of the meeting. But in situations like this, what we have to do is look at all the facts and circumstances, gather up all that information, and then make an individual determination as to what you can and cannot expect from your employer in a situation like this. So what I'm going to do is get you in touch with our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we'll get you some help.
Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, I was hoping that this day would not come. I was hoping that, you know, that we've been warning and talking about this day, talking about this day. And it was not that, hey, you know, we know this day's coming. The goal was the hoping that it wouldn't come.
That's right.
And this is the shocking thing to me because, you know, I was naive enough to think that when you told folks, they would have woke up before it even happened.
Right.
But it's happening, John.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't waking up.
No.
It's actually happening. And people aren't waking up. They're going like, what are we going to sing next? You know, what are we going to do? Build a wing on here. What are we going to do?
Vacations.
It's vacations.
Shopping.
And it's just like, you know, I need a raise. We need $15 an hour. And it's like the church is being decapitated, crucified. I mean, you think about that. And Jesus tell, you know, no matter what you've heard about people telling you what Jesus said, read his word. Read the Bible. He says very specifically in his word, this is one of the things that's going to determine whether we're going to be with him or not. I mean, these young little girls that are having, they profess their faith in Jesus Christ, no one is going to cost them their life. These men at any moment could have renounced Jesus Christ, but they didn't renounce him. You know, in the church in America, we won't even renounce our jobs. And it's like we've got to so wake up. You're looking at Matthew and in the scriptures of Matthew, Jesus says right here, this is what he specifically says, Matthew 25:31. He says, when the Son of Man, this is Jesus, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he, which is Jesus, will sit on his glorious throne and all the nations will be gathered before Jesus and Jesus will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates his sheep and his goats. I mean, think about this. The nation of the cross, the cross represents what Jesus paid the price. God died for our sins on the cross. It's a very specific, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of people who have been sold a lot of bill of goods, but we have to stand up for God. Don't worry about what men think. Don't worry about those different things. It's to God you have to answer, and to him alone do you have to answer. And he's going to call all of us. All the nations are going to be called to him, and we're going to have to be separated, some on the right hand, some on the left hand, just like a shepherd separates sheep and goats. And this is the key factor. I mean, look what here I'm fixing to tell you. What is the one thing that determines whether you're going to be on the right hand or the left hand? What is the one thing that determines, you know, whether you're going to be a sheep or a goat? And what is the outcome of the sheep? And what is the outcome of the goat? Because they both don't end up in heaven. They both don't end up in eternity in regards to life ever after, happy ever after type life. And it's like it's people have been sold a bill of goods. This is Jesus's words. He said this in verse 34. He says, then the king, which is Jesus, will say to those on his right hand, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I, Jesus, was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I, Jesus, was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I, Jesus, was a stranger, and you invited me in. I, Jesus, needed clothes, and you clothed me. I, Jesus, was sick, and you looked after me. I, Jesus, was in prison, and you came to visit me. I, Jesus, was beheaded in Libya, and you demanded of the leaders of your country, who were your representatives, get there and get there now. Stop this atrocity that's taking place against the body of Christ. He said, because you did that, because you didn't sit silently by, you knew that it was him being persecuted, that you stood up and did something about it. He says, enter in. He says, you did the right thing. You're a sheep. You're a sheep. If you sit idly by, and you think that you're not going to be held accountable for what's happening to Israel, what's happening to the church, to Christians? I'm not talking about some organized religion. I'm talking about to a human being that we just saw this morning. Because of their faith in Jesus Christ, their brains were shot out, their head was cut off, and their blood was spilled into the ocean, and nobody stirred. Well, look what Jesus said. He goes on to say here, he says, then the king will reply, truly, I tell you, whoever did for one of the least of these brethren or sisters of mine, they did for Jesus. They did for me. Then he, Jesus, will say to those who is on his left hand, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Think about this. So the people that are on the right hand are entering in. They're called sheep. And it's how they responded to the needs of others, those that are the Lord's. You know, I just said a prayer. It doesn't matter what happens to people. I don't have to be there for people. I don't have to do anything Jesus says. I don't. No, because you are his, then you stand for him. Mm-hmm. You're not ashamed of him. This is what he says. He says, if you're ashamed of me before men, I will deny you before the Father. That's what he said. And so he's telling the ones on his left hand, and depart from me is not another address in heaven. This is hell. He said, those on my left hand, he says, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It wasn't even prepared for you. It wasn't prepared for me. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. We have to choose to go there.
That's right.
But we do that if we just sit silently by while people suffer and do nothing. We're going to be held accountable for this day. This is not a movie. This is not a digital game. This is not something on your TV or your computer or your phone. These are human beings. These are the body of Christ. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to break this lust of money and power and sex and all these things that everybody's running after, and shake ourselves and say, wake up. Why don't we care? I mean, think about it. Why don't we care? There's 7 billion people on the face of the earth. We're only 4.5% of the population. Why don't we care about the suffering of our brothers and sisters? Why don't we care about Jesus, who was being beheaded and shot, and Israel being surrounded, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel have to partner now with the financial alliance of China?
Yeah.
And so what determines whether you're going to be on the left hand or the right hand? I'm going to tell you that after this break. Join me back.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does too.
And I think Chris does too. He's shaking.
We got
a
smile.
He doesn't have a mic. Oh,
right,
he's jumping. He abides too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today. And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to VFNTV.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And that is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to them, giving them dreams. And it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
No.
And when God wants to speak, He will definitely, definitely speak.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So what is the thing that, Jesus, who gave His life on the cross for us, what is the one thing that He's going to separate those that are on His left hand by? Right now, if you look at the response of what Americans are doing, based on what's happening to the body of Christ, we were left-handed people. This is a left-handed nation. We used to not be a left-handed nation. But our response right now to Israel and to Christian persecution that we just saw, that just happened on Sunday, they said it. First the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. That means first the Jews and then the Christians. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think, what is the left hand? Look at this. He says in verse 41 here, he says, then Jesus will say to those on His left, depart from Me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It wasn't prepared for us. Then He'll say, for I was hungry and you gave Me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave Me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you didn't take Me in. I was naked and you didn't clothe Me. I was sick and in prison and you didn't look after Me. I was being beheaded, crucified, raped, beat, mutilated, and sold into slavery. And you did nothing, America. Then He says, the people, this is what the people, this is how the people respond. It's the same response even today. He says, they'll answer, Lord, when did we see You hungry? When did we see You thirsty or a stranger needing clothes, sick, or needing to visit You? And then Jesus will reply, truly, truly, when you saw Me beheaded on the shores of Tripoli, when you saw Me beheaded in Libya, whatever you didn't do for them, you didn't do for Me. Whatever you don't do for the least of those who are His, you don't do for Me. It's not what people have told you. If you think we can just sit back and say nothing and do nothing, yeah, it's going to cost you. It's supposed to cost you. It really is. It costs you everything. He says, unless you give up everything to be His disciple, you can't even be His disciple. It's supposed to cost. Oh, to know You in the fellowship of Your suffering and Your power. There is a price. And right now, during this moment of freedom that we have in America, those guys and ladies, men and women that are in Washington, D.C., they're Your representative. It's not their fault. They're our fault. We put them there, so we need to tell them what we want them to do. The commander-in-chief, our president, he's the one in Congress can say, we're going to do something about this. But they're going to do that if you, the people of America, say, we can't sit idly by while Israel's being surrounded and why Christians are being crucified, beheaded, and mutilated across the world while there's a Christian Holocaust going on. You got to call them. You got to pray, yeah, but you got to call for your nation, one of the strongest nations in the world. And let me tell you something. One of the prophetic words of John Paul Jackson was before he went to be with the Lord is that they're going to say in the headlines, where was the Navy? Where was the Navy? And you got to catch our next hour because we're going to be talking about our next program. You got to be able to catch it because our Navy right now, it's right off the coast of Yemen in the Mediterranean.
Hmm.
Nine battleships. Nobody, the Roosevelt, the USS Roosevelt aircraft carrier, focusing on something that we saw earlier that potentially the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, would she remove that leader from Libya?
Muammar Gaddafi.
Yes. And it's like, what are we? What have we done?
Yeah.
What have we done? And you know, we'll make sure this is related so you can find out more about it. But understand that our president, President Barack Obama, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they're like brother and sister in regards to they had the same mentor. They had the same father in organizing that taught them how to do what's written about in Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. And the back cover of the book, you can see very specifically where it's dedicated to them, and it's talked about them in the back cover.
This is a strategy. This is a manual.
It's not an accident.
No.
This whole thing is not an accident. The world's being organized.
And they're following the playbook.
Yeah, and look at the outcome of Christians and Jews. You know, it was very interesting, you know, that, you know, you think you can talk your way out of something. Mm-hmm. Well, you can deny your way out of it. It's not going to end well.
No.
But you have to understand, we have to act. We have to do something. People, and I think, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, a lot of folks don't do something about it, and this is what I, you know, I'm convinced of some of this, is that maybe you feel powerless. Well, we're not supposed to be powerless as the church.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you feel powerless. You look at, you know, maybe so you look at the wrong news. It's just basically lying the whole time and just talking about the next light bulb that went out,
and
nothing
hopeless.
Significant, and hopeless, and that you watch that and you just feel downcast. But listen, you can look up. Our redemption is drawing nigh. He says, when these things happen, these are end time events. I'm not talking about the world's ending tomorrow, but it very well could be.
Well, when I think about if not you, then who? I mean, if not us, the Christians, then who? I think about Pastor Neimler's quote. We've shared him many times, and he was an outspoken critic of Adolf Hitler during the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust. And he says, when they came for the socialists, I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. When they came for the trades unionists, I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me.
It's so narcissistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we did not even care. This is what happened.
Yeah.
And right now you're watching this tick down of exactly what John just read. This is happening. It's like, did we not care about the Mexican people? Did we not care about the Christians being persecuted in Egypt? Did we not care about the Jews that were being persecuted? Did we not care about the Syrians that were being killed? Did we not care about James
Christians
Foley being beheaded? Did we not care? I mean, on and on and on and on and on. You know, you say what you want to, but when Sony, the company that makes movies, was attacked, everybody came to Washington, D.C.
That's right.
But when James Foley's head was cut off by radical Islam, nobody came to the White House hardly, and the president went back and played golf.
Yeah.
I really believe the issue is not Washington, D.C., and the issue is not our president. The issue is us, the church. We have to be awakened. We have to wake up. And we've got to put our name where Jesus put his blood. We've got to stand up and say, you know, this is how it is.
Wow.
You know, and you got to join us in some future programs, too, because we're going to talk about, it's not because you're good. It's because God is good. You can call your congressman. Everybody in America has a congressperson. You can probably see on your screen right now. You can go right there to house.gov, house.gov, and you type in your zip code in the upper right-hand corner, and it'll come up with whoever your congressperson is. It'll come up with whoever your congressperson is, and they'll tell you how to contact them, how to reach them. and call them. Don't email them. But if you do email them and call them.
Right.
Call them and get your friends to call them and tell them to call them. Tell them to watch this program so they know why to call. And tell them, get busy. We've got to wake up. We cannot sit idly by as a nation. This is a Judeo-Christian nation, no matter what our president has said. This is where it's no longer its own anymore. If we're adrift, if we leave the foundations that God has given this country. But not only that, you have senator you can call. Every state has two senators. You have two senators. You can see right here on your screen. You can go to senate.gov, senate.gov, and you can go and call your senator, contact them. And they have a general number you can call, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And just call them up. If you didn't get that number for the House, there's a standard number you can call for your representative as well. That number is 202-224-3121. This is for your representative, 202-224-3121. It's just time for us to say, you know what? We've got to get busy. We've got to do something, something, and call the president. The president is there to represent us. Let him know how you're feeling. Let them know. You can call the White House. The website is White House. WH.gov, whitehouse.gov. The phone number to call there is 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. What do? You tell them, you say, listen, we've got to respond. We've got to do what's right. We've got to turn back from the walls that are against God. We've got to turn back to God and say, listen, you know, we should not have remained silent. This is the majority of America does not want it to go this way. We want to go the way of God. And begin to tell your representatives this. Begin to tell your senators this. And guess what? They go by the majority.
Mm-hmm.
They represent you. Let me tell you, 4 million people call a 2 million representative person. He's going to or she's going to respond to that.
That's right.
That's what they do. They represent. They're waiting for that phone call. And what do we say? We say, stand with Israel. Stand with the Christians. Send in troops. We have senators that are standing up saying, all we got to do is send air support. And we have satellite technology, based on my understanding, that could watch what's taking place. It could send drones in there to be able to stop whatever. We just can't sit idly by. You want to be about the Father's business. You know, are we going to be a left-handed nation or a right-handed nation? God called us to be a right-handed nation, but it's determined on whether the fact of what are we going to do? How are we going to respond? How are we going to respond to this tragedy? Remember, there was a leader there. There was a leader there. His name was Gaddafi in Libya. But Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, had him removed. Her and President Barack Obama flew air power over that whole rebellion there, and they helped participate in removing him from leadership.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, look right now at Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, what she said. This is what she said about that leader. She pulled the plug, her and President Obama, they pulled the plug on this thing to cause all this to come to this point.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Watch.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
It's all connected. I mean, you think about Christopher Stevens, the ambassador at the embassy there.
Mm-hmm.
It just basically, and when you study Saul Alinsky, and we have that for you, organizers of the night versus organizer of the day, we have that for you. You need to understand that. You need to go through those 13 rules for radicals to understand. This is like 101. This is organizing 101. They needed some sort of militant force, sustained militant effort to be able to push people and polarize people to be able to get them to a place you want them to go so you can depolarize them to organize. This is Marshall Gantz. We showed it to you on VFN TV. This was the campaign manager for one of the campaign managers for our president, who himself is a community organizer who, along with Hillary Clinton, they both were trained up, you know, in this organizing. This is not about politics at all. This is about, my God, this is the world. This is the church. This is the human being are being murdered and beheaded.
And look what's happened since then. I mean, they came in there, removed Gaddafi, and since that point, you've had 21 Egyptians that were heads were cut off on the shores of Tripoli.
Christians
on the shores of Tripoli. You've had
where
recently,
we fought our first war, the Barbary Coast, which we talked about that as well.
Against
radical Islam. Our first battle in America was a 32-year battle against radical Islam. Mm-hmm. We have all that for you. Every bit of that.
Now, it's Thomas Jefferson who had to take care of that. And then, of course, we had 14 Ethiopian Christians that were just killed in Libya Sunday. And on the same day, I believe on the same day, about 950 Libyans, I believe, right now, they're lost at sea. They're dead at sea. They were escaping persecution from Libya.
They're running from the place that our government removed its leadership from. And we're going to break in just a moment. But Secretary of State John Kerry, and you heard me deliver that prophetic word that as soon as he gets in office, and Lord told me the exact time that he would go live, and what they did, they begin immediately to begin to polarize. And what you're looking at, you know, based on my understanding, is that 8 years of polarization and 8 years of settling. That's how it works. You polarize, then you depolarize, and then you settle. You push the world where you want them to go in the first 8 years, make chaos, confusion, and then come in for the rescue and say, listen, just take this mark. Let's just go this one economy. Let's just go this way. And people so often just go, just as long as you stop the pain, I'll do whatever you want. Listen, there's coming a day, and it seems very, very close. He says the day's coming that you won't ever be able to buy or sell without some sort of identifying code, some mark called the mark of the beast. And just yesterday, reportedly, that the founder of PayPal's talking about injecting, because everybody's worried about losing their passwords now, injecting something inside of your hand. So all you got to do is just wave that over, and it will actually log in for you. It's like, who cares?
Wow.
Well, what is there to protect? Everything that just time for us to begin to follow God and quit following. Listen, what do we do? We get back from this break. We got to find out what do we need to do? Okay, we got it. I'm ready. We get back from this break. We're going to talk about what we need to do.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So what do we do? Listen, the Lord says very specifically, he said, that when you see this storm coming, a storm that potentially he's fashioning or allowing to be fashioned, he said, if we'll repent, he says, when you see plagues, you see destructions, you see famine, you see these things happening, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Our land is sick. We've been crying out for years, dear Lord, forgive us for the innocent bloodshed on this land, the 50-some-odd million children that have been murdered on the land, the sins of our fathers, our own sin in this land. We've been crying out, and it's like everything's coming to a point. It's like it's going to have to be dealt with. It's like okay, we're cashing out. Everything's cashing out. The books are getting balanced.
That's right.
And justice is going to come like a mighty river across this nation. The question is, you know, what are you going to do? And he says to pray. And so we pray and we begin to say, you know what? You can't. There's a lot of people who think they're following Jesus, but following means you're actually following him.
Hmm. Not virtually.
I mean, you think about a duck. If you have a mother duck and you have the little ducks following them, you can visually see that these little ducks are followers of the mother duck. I mean, you can just tell that little ducks are following the mother duck. If somebody looks at your life, can they tell that you're following Jesus? That's what we're called. That's what, Christians are Christ followers. That's what that means. Christians, Christ followers. And he says, make disciples of the nations, that we need to become his disciple. We need to find out. And he says, those who know my teachings and follow them, those are really my disciples. And you see on the bottom screen right here, multiply movement. You got to go there and begin to be discipled. Mm-hmm. It's a simple plan, a rapid plan. You can do it on your mobile phone, your computer. You can get a book. You can do all kinds of ways to do it. I don't know how much time you have, but you need to be ready. Then you need to go. You need to get rightly related, connected to a body of believers, people who actually believe what I'm talking about. Mm. You know, not people that aren't even willing to lay down a tithe for the Lord. They ain't gonna lay down their life for sure. People that are committed to him, get rightly related, and that God is sending you into these areas or into this area, go. Without I could get hurt. Well, Paul got beheaded. Hmm. Peter got crucified. James got pushed off the Jerusalem wall. Jesus got crucified. We should care. If he tells you to go, go. I'm telling you, you need to get rightly related, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now that's very religious, but it's not relational, and they're not listening to God. And if you do something religiously, it's not going to end well. But if you get in a relationship with God, and those who are in relationship with God, get with them, it's going to be good. You know, disciples make disciples. Hang out with disciples of Jesus Christ. And then if you don't go, partner with those that go. You know, partner with those that are going. I mean, you think about, you know, Franklin Graham with the Graham Association, right?
Yeah, Samaritan's Purse.
Samaritan's Purse. And organizations like that, we have it available for you on the VFN, on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com under links area. But also VFNTV. You know, we have people that are connected with us all over the Middle East.
Yeah, sure do.
Countries, I can't even name how many countries. They're just, it's amazing.
Pakistan, Egypt, Bangladesh, India. Indonesia, Philippines, Iraq, Malaysia, Tanzania, and Africa, Algeria.
By your partnering with us, we're getting this message to them, and they're seeing that we do care, and that the power of the gospel can change things. There's power. If you are a believer, you're not powerless. But you have to believe. You have to stand up. It's time for the believers to believe again. When people look at us, they go, wow, she believes. She believes everything that God said. He believes. And you get two believers together. He says one believer can put 1,000 to flight. But two can put 10,000 to flight. That means three can put 100,000 to flight. If we start getting in agreement with heaven and what God is doing, I'm telling you, we're believing for a third great awakening, a great outpouring, and all of a sudden there's this shift from darkness to all of a sudden the organizer of light himself, Jesus Christ, begins to have mercy on this country. We begin to say, you know what? I want the original tent. God, what was your original tent? and not to go backwards, to go forward and say, you know what? We made so many mistakes. Let's just go. We want to be a Christian nation from here on out. Instead of trying to integrate all our past mistakes and all of our failures and all of our shortcomings, let's just keep Jesus. Let's keep God, a Judeo-Christian nation, and just say, Lord, this is what we want. Realize it's fixing to be, it's going to be havoc. The stuff that's prophetically spoken about that's happening that you're seeing now that you just saw, according to Rick Joyner, he saw worse than that taking place in America. And the reports are right over the Texas border. There is camps right over the Texas border bringing them in. Our Navy is over there outside of Libya in the Mediterranean, Yemen. You heard me say, first the dictators, then the kings. Guess what? That's a king. The dictator was Gaddafi, and guess what? They came, she conquered, and then she left. Mm. And now we're left with all this disaster.
That Christians are the ones that are getting the result of all this.
That's the whole thing. You notice that. So then that's the end result. How does this turn out for Christians and Jews? Not good at all. No matter what's going on, this is what's being promulgated. This is what's being said. This is what's being promoted. And when CBN journalist interviews ISIS in the beginning stages, they say, why are you guys so motivated? Mm-hmm. What motivates you? They said they believe, whether it's true or not, and I'm not saying it's true or not, but they believe that our country supports them in what they're doing. At least our leader supports them. But if you understand Saul Alinsky and Wolves for Radicals, there is no belief system for an organizer. They just do whatever you got to do to push people where you want to go so you can actually fundamentally transform whatever you want to transform. I want to pray with you. This is tragic. I'm sure your spirit is stirred like mine is stirred. But I want to pray with you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. Go to meetmyfather.org. I just want to invite you now to meet Jesus through God, through his son, Jesus Christ. Just cry out for him. That God would give you a grace and a boldness like these men who are just boldly continuing their profession of faith of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we ask you right now that you would be there for the church across the nations, God, that you would stop this Holocaust that's taking place across the nations, God, that you would prevent this thing from going any further, God, that you would protect Israel, Father God, and you would change the heart of our nation, God, and the heart of those in leadership, the heart of the people, that you would awaken the church, God, and the land, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to forgive our sins. The sins of our fathers, Lord. Forgive us for the innocent bloodshed, God. Have mercy on this land, God. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, send revival that we can go to all the world and send missionaries to every nation where your church was persecuted, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Understand this. If you don't abide with the Lord, now is a time. Mm-hmm. Of all the times and all the history of this nation, now is the time to begin to abide.
No doubt.
While you have time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to do it, we have a plan for you at iabide.org. Iabide.org. It's a simple plan. You can do it with a crayon and a piece of paper, but you need to believe me, because any kind of hireling you might have been following is going to panic and run. He says, this is what Jesus said. When they see trouble, they panic and run because they never cared about the sheep in the first place. And if they don't know your name, you know what I'm saying? If they don't, if y'all don't know each other, it may be the fact they don't not care about you. They don't even know who you are. Wow. You need to get to someone who knows your name and get close. And that normally happens in the context of a smaller gathering. So if you're in a large gathering of believers, I encourage you, start, in addition to that, get in together in like a home group or something, or a small gathering, a coffee shop, and build vital relationships with a few other believers, and you can fundamentally transform who you are. And even that large gathering where there's everybody's in smaller groups. Because I remember in New Orleans, you know, when Hurricane Katrina hit, that these large gatherings scattered everywhere and nobody knew anybody. You know what I'm saying? The database mm-hmm. is gone. It's wet.
Right.
You know, the computer don't work. Mm-hmm. They're in Houston. They're in Louisiana. They're in Mississippi. We were taking people in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And this is what our friend said, Leo DeJesus, who mm-hmm. lives right across the Mississippi there from New Orleans. He has an office that looks right over the Mississippi at the Superdome.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's cool.
He saw some stuff. No, actually, that got built after Katrina. Mm. And although he did live there, but that kind of went away because he saw the river. But he said that when the hurricane hit, it scattered the church all over New Orleans. And she's still scattered today. She's still scattered today. And that's what happens because, see, if you had shepherds, you may be scattered, but eventually your shepherd is going to find you because they know you. Mm-hmm. They know who you are. I mean, unless you're avoiding and running and eluding them, you're going to find each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, but he says they're still scattered today. And I'll give a big shout out to Leo Jesus and Sandy. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Sister Sandy and Brother Leo.
Yeah.
Great, great couple. She's like, get in here. How did you know that? And we met her. She was working in a flower pot. And
literally.
And Ants, Vines, and Flower Pots is a real good book to be able to get from Charles Simpson to begin mm-hmm. to really think about this. Listen, it is time to do what you got to do what God's called you to do. This present-day situation is being fundamentally transformed. And I really believe it already has been. Now it's just a matter of flipping a few switches to be able to take it there. And but the church will survive if we understand how we're to operate. And if we need a manual, we got one. It's called the Bible.
Right.
It's the Bible. And it's called, we call it abiding with God, which is spending time with him, hiding his word in our heart, talking to God, listening to what he says, and just doing it. Mm-hmm.